Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. Tell you about my friends over at Gaslight. Check it out at the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard in St. Louis, Missouri. Hey, check it out if you haven't been over there. It's a beautiful recording studio attached to a bar. Shares a wall with Cha Cha Cha. Come get some tacos, some drinks, and hang out and listen to one of your favorite bands in the studio recording. It's really unique and something super special for St. Louis. So get out and support them. Check it all out. GaslightSTL.com. A lot of fun events coming up, including on Thursday, the 27th of April. There's Unplugged by Jack over there at Gaslight, including Emily Wallace, Hillary Fitz, and Irene Allen. So it's a free event. Register online for your spot today. And Sweet Talker will be in the studio May 7th. So come by, check that out. Everything else, full listing events at GaslightSTL.com. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
What's up, y'all? This is Al Holliday. You listen to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock, 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 rock,
rock, rock Paper
Podcast, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with Al Holliday.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, man. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks so much, man.
This we're back here in Al's kitchen again, man. This is we haven't hung out here for a while now, but
yeah, almost a year, I think.
Yeah, so we were kind of talking about it. I saw you the other night with, and my mom was there, and we were talking about that. Like, so it was the only episode she got to sit in on so far. So as a co-host today,
and it's funny you say that because the reason I'm thinking that was because her birthday was yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, we just had her birthday yesterday.
And so happy birthday!
Yeah, happy birthday, mom!
Yeah, dude. And I feel like, was it last year? Was it on her birthday? Was it that the reason that she came with
it,
you?
It was something around there. We were going to see Samantha Fish, and which we're going to go see Samantha Fish again on Wednesday night. So it was somewhere right around that same time. So yeah, it might have been almost exactly a year ago.
And yeah.
But yeah, it was just funny time.
Special guest.
Yeah. But, we're here tonight, talking today about you got a big show coming up Friday on the 28th, April, over at Del Mar Hall.
Yep.
And this is, just a crazy collection of, St. Louis talent here.
Yeah. It's really hard to explain in a very concise way. Because our band is already a mouthful as it is. Our band name, Al Holliday and the East Side Rhythm Band. But we're putting on the first ever All St. Louis Soul Review down at Del Mar Hall on Friday, April 28th. And this event is, you know, part of it is inspired by the old Stax and Motown reviews where it would be one band backing up all these great singers all night. For instance, like whenever Stax was in Europe, it was Otis Redding and Sam and Dave and all others come out and sing, and Booker T and the MGs would just back them up. And we just have so many great artists in the city of St. Louis, and you know, one way to look at it is we want to give all these artists like a proper platform to showcase their original music, and also a kind of a really cool platform to do that with a 10-piece soul band backing them up. And then the other part of it is just like I've always really liked all this music. This music is super inspiring, and so it's just something I've always really wanted to work with.
Yeah. So you got opening set by the Provels.
Yeah,
this guy's going to come set the mood right, which you've just been crushing it lately. Like, they got a brand new record out. We just sat and talked to them about that. And
all I see.
Thank you.
Then you brought you're bringing along Ina Cook, who I also just recently sat down with, and she's been singing with you in the band as well. But she's going to do her original solo stuff.
Yep, she's been doing some original solo stuff with our band, and we actually wrote a tune together, and so she's going to be singing that one as well. I think this tune is really cool. I think it's the first time we'll ever play it in St. Louis, but it's definitely something that we're going to cut and put on and release on record.
Yeah.
But then I moved on. At least it seemed that way. But sometimes I awake and I hum this song. Yet it's not that my heart is broken.
You say Jenny's last name?
Jenny Teeter.
Teeter. And she's from Columbia area, is that right?
Yeah, she's actually from the St. Louis area, but she's been in Columbia for, you know, ever since she started school out there.
Yeah.
And she's a young lady. She's in her early 20s. She has this band called Jenny Teeter and the Fevers, and they're like a really awesome rock band. What they've always reminded me of is Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, like kind of older Grace Potter before she cut this last record. She's got a really strong voice. She's a really good singer and songwriter, and she's been a friend of mine, and she actually started singing with the band last year, about this time, just kind of filling in, and I love working with her. And so she's actually moving to Nashville, Tennessee in the next couple of months. So she's kind of rebuilding her own thing and going to be working on some new music.
Yeah, very cool.
Bang straight, and the only thing you want is your man rolled in a blunt. It's one of those days when your toes start to curl.
Hillary Fitz, another one of my favorites around town, and she's also been singing with you on some shows. And
Hillary is one of the members of our band, and I've always really been struck by her. The first time I met her was at Summer Girl last year, and she's just like, "I heard you were looking for a singer. Like, I'm your girl. What's up? Like, let's do this." And we were kind of rebuilding with our singers, and we had Ina and Alex, our Alex Sinclair, and her, and we were kind of looking for two singers, but whenever the three of them just started singing together, it was like, oh my gosh, we got to do this. This is a really cool thing. But she definitely has a very like folky thing going on, but she definitely is very influenced by soul and R&B, and she's got a really super strong voice, great ears, great attitude. I love working with her. She's just her. I really like her song. She's a super inspired songwriting lady. She's another artist that is really cool to sit down and listen to her songs. And I've been writing up a bunch of horn parts for all of her stuff and kind of seeing music through her eyes and ears and seeing the way that she hears it. Mm-hmm. And it's just definitely been really interesting. But that we got some really good stuff by Hillary too.
But I like it that way.
I'm not the same, but I like it that way.
those moments when we're close, those truths just seem to fall in place, fall in place. We laid on a rack that was hot as a skillet, and the only sounds we heard were...
What you're saying is she's definitely more folk, but one of our cover set stuff she does, she'll do, you know, TLC or, you know, all these like things. And you can definitely tell there's a, you know, soul and R&B and all this other stuff going on in her musical taste. So, but yeah, I know all kind of, you know, she'll break out a bunch of stuff. And
I think she does Say My Name.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I try to get them to do, when she gets Drew Lance performing with her a lot, and, and they do, a lot of like Four Non Blondes, even I think What's Going On.
Oh, What's Going On?
Or well, What's Up? Or I think the title, official title, is What's Up with that, if that song. But anyway, but yeah, that'll be fun. Hillary, like I said, she's a lot of fun to watch. You got Kenny DeShields.
Yeah, Kenny DeShields. The first time we met Kenny DeShields, we were just talking about this last night. We had a little bit of a rehearsal and a hang. We kind of had my bachelor party, but all my bachelor party had turned into an Al Howdy and the East Side Rhythm Band rehearsal, which is more than that's what I want to do all the time. But we were working on all the music for this, and it was cool, man. But we were talking about Kenny, and the first time we met him was in 2014, I think. 2013? Yeah, that sounds about right. I think it's 2013. Yeah, we did this thing called Marvin Gaye tribute, and it was for benefit for KDHX. And we were just talking, like Derek had said, you know, Kenny DeShields basically burned off Broadway to the ground. But like, I literally have never seen anybody burn any place to the ground more than Kenny did that night. Like, yeah, it was crazy. He did a bunch of Marvin Gaye stuff with his band, and apparently, like, I had just first time found out about him then, but I know that he's been around long before then, doing his thing. I feel he's just a super inspired dude. He brought this idea for the song to me called Wake Up America, and we've been working on it for, you know, quite some time, and we got it together, and it's a really cool thing, and it's definitely something that we're going to record coming up here soon, and can't wait to play that for everybody.
Yeah.
Should forgive, forget, but I just can't forget. How do you love someone and they just walk away? How do you give your heart and then they throw it all away? How do you love yourself when shame's surrounding you? How do you love, you love when it's tough, when it's unfair? That's when you love, that's when you love. Oh, when it's uncomfortable and convenient, that's when you love, that's when you love. Oh, 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 oh. The nights I cry, the times I lie.
Jesse Gannon will also be there.
Yeah, Jesse. Oh my God! Like, so have you ever heard Jesse's record at all?
No, I just recently. excuse me. I just recently started hearing his name more. I need to go and educate myself on him.
Well, Jesse's fun. Like, and it's funny. All these people. Like, I'm just kind of getting to know just like about all of these people. You know what I mean? It's really cool. I can't. I wish that I could tell you everything about him, but I'm still figuring it all out myself. But Jesse, I know he's been around quite some time in town. He's just an incredible player. He's incredible. And his songs are so cool. His record, he's got a couple records for all you check, all you listening out there. He's got a couple records on Spotify. Just if you check it out, you just will see how awesome this dude. He's got the main track that always turned me on to him was this track called Living It Up. He's got this track called Come and Stay. And we're also doing this other track called Times Are Tough. But it's funky soul R&B with a lot of like sort of funky jazz in it. And it's definitely a very contemporary R&B thing happening in it. And Jesse's just like a force of nature, man. I can't describe it any other way, but like he just blows my mind with his musicality and his ideas, and it just like gives me the chills just thinking about what he can do. And it's funny, like he's very active in the jazz community. He does a lot of work at the Dark Room and playing with like anybody who's anybody in the jazz community. But he does a lot of work as a side man, but his solo stuff like just blows my mind. And and I think that if you're in the know in St. Louis, you know about Jesse and you know what he does. But I think that his material is so good, and I think the players he plays with are so good that he doesn't, like, they're always working so much that he doesn't get the opportunity all that time to play with his band, Jesse Gannon and the Truth, and like to properly showcase the music the way they want to do it.
Right.
And so, you know, this is a lot of these artists. It's like, it's a really interesting way to like fit our music together with our soul band. And but we're just like, whenever it's Jesse, like we're basically just trying to keep up with Jesse. Yeah. Because like he's so good, and we kind of our tastes are definitely different, but we kind of come from the same place. In terms of our instrumentation and that sort of thing, so it's I just can't wait to play this music for everybody.
Yeah. Don't meet, and I don't need to wonder why. Oh no, I like the way I'm living. Ooh. I live the way I'm feeling. Oh yeah. Also, Tommy Holleran will be there. Another guy who's just been doing big things lately, man. He's got a couple of great records out, and he's working on new stuff. And, but he's a heck of a songwriter and singer. And
he sure is, man. He is a craft songwriter, and he is one of the hardest working musicians I know in town. And another kind of guy like Jesse, where they're working and their players are really busy, and they're all such a high level that they just, the way, the nature of the beast of what we do in working as musicians, we don't get the opportunity to showcase our music like it properly should be, you know, sometimes with, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Tommy, I, you know, if you play solo gigs, sometimes it's just like, you're kind of just, you know, background music, and it's like it's hard to think of it, you know, but that's not what we don't do that to artists and musicians, don't do that to sing to people. It's a way of practicing what they play, and a way of doing their thing, and also like paying their bills doing what they love. But so a lot of times whenever you play, not everybody's listening to you sometimes.
Yeah, sure.
And that's just to say, there is no way to sugarcoat it. You know what I'm saying? besides that, with Tommy, I think it's a really interesting fit, because his band is definitely a little bit more, it's got a different style to it, and they are a little bit more sort of they play a little bit quieter than us, which we're just very loud, is basically what it comes down to. And It's a really cool fit, because it gives me a lot of ideas, and like Tommy's a perfect example of like, this band is getting a lot of sounds that we had never gotten before. And we're gonna be playing some of Tommy's tunes, so I'm excited to play this tune. If you guys, it's another one that if you're like in the know, you know about this one in St. Louis, but it's a tune called The Easiest Thing in the World. But it's kind of like this broke down funky love song that just like, it just sounds so good. And we're gonna be playing it with a bigger instrumentation and really grooving it out.
Yeah, very cool. Can you please, won't you stay? Watch cartoons, I'll make your eggs. Cause there's a million things to do around the house for me and you. Oh, baby, please. Oh, baby, please. Please, don't go to work today. It's the easiest thing in the world. Loving you, loving you,
loving you, loving you.
It's the easiest thing in the world. Loving you,
loving you,
loving you.
And Sleepy Rubies.
Sleepy Rubies. Oh my gosh.
This is just Emily and Allie from the Sleepy Rubies.
Yeah, they're it's going to be the two of them for sure. They Emily, you know, used to be a member of our band. She recorded with us on our last record. Emily is just an incredible singer and an incredible songwriter, and it's really cool. I just keep coming back to this every time I think of this event. There's a word for this, and I need to find the what up. The word is there are like Schadenfreude and all these words that like are these words in foreign languages for these weird feelings that you get. And there's this one that I can't recall the name of the what it actually is, but it's the feeling whenever you look at somebody and you realize that they have their own distinct reality, just the same as yours. And every time I listen to an artist and like listen to their music and their musicality, it's like they see the entire world from a different perspective than I'm used to seeing, and it just blows my mind. And her music is no different. Emily is she plays like all by feel, and she doesn't like really think a lot about music theory, if you will. And her songs, like, it's just musically speaking, they have like this really distinct feel to them, and that's not like really rigid and really like structured, really like in this really like square way. It's just kind of all like by feel, and that's really like what all music kind of should be in its essence. That's like Jimi Hendrix was a lot that way too. If you look at Jimi Hendrix songs, you're like, this makes no sense. But at the same time, it's like truly inspired. So it just feels completely normal, even though like the measure, like the song is like five measures long and it changes keys like two times.
Right.
That's you know, Emily Wallace and Sleepy Rubies. They're truly inspired. And one of the main tunes that I'm really excited is about playing is a slow jams version of the Sleepy Rubies classic South City.
Yeah. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, it's a really cool sound. We're just sitting down with rehearsal with them tomorrow. So yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I just wanna find a guy in the St. Louis. I just wanna make him mine in South City. I just wanna call him home, have some kindness shown. I don't wanna be alone in South City. Oh, and I know that if I don't find him quick, I'm still the luckiest in South City. Over on Gustine, things are better than they seem. We are all.
And you got last but not least on this, Big Mike Aguirre.
Big Mike, oh my God.
Yeah, the guy, I don't know, I love watching him perform. And I think it's really cool what he does with the fact that it's the Blue City All-Stars. It's kind of a, you know, he has the same couple of guys, but it's also some different guys that come in and out of that, you know, depending on the show and stuff. So I love that what he's able to do you know, just putting together, you know, all these different lineup of players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I've seen him with Aaron and Adam from Funky Butt on horns and stuff, and like, you know, it's just cool to see a couple of different things going on in the in keeping his show interesting and fresh and everything all the time. And
yeah,
but yeah, he's a heck of a singer, and he's got some great original tunes. And so what you guys got going on with him?
Yeah, man, you hit the nail right on the head, man. Yeah. He's just Big Mike is so slick.
Yeah.
that dude, I cannot believe that dude. He is something else. No, he cracks me up just thinking about him.
Right.
But he is an incredible singer and a force of nature musically, and just a great guy to work with, and somebody I've always really admired in the community. Somebody I've always just wanted to work with a lot, and I've been lucky enough to work with him a little bit over the last year or so, which has been really cool. But Mike, me and him, we talk a lot, and we've been sitting down together quite a bit and working on original music, and that's really the dream is to record a full length record with Big Mike, and I wholeheartedly intend and plan on doing that over this next year. And he is a great artist, and I really think that he can make some original music that just like nobody's gonna believe. He's got a couple of tunes that we're gonna be playing. One tune is funny. He wrote this song before Chuck Berry passed, but it's like it's almost like more Chuck Berry than Chuck Berry. Like, but of course it's Big Mike for sure. Like,
right.
Just but the style of it is so St. Louis, and it's so, and it again it's just, it is so Chuck Berry. It's called 2 out of 3, and it's a story, but that y'all will get a kick out of it once you hear it. And and then we got this other tune called Getaway that we're going to be playing, and it's definitely more of like a, it almost has this like Rolling Stones, like he describes it as a Faces vibe, but it's heavy, Shane, man. It's heavy. Yeah. And if we can cut this tune and do it the way that we want to, the way we're going to play it, man, it's going to knock people out, man. It's crazy, man. And there, the moonlight in a- and I was wishing we could be alone. And a fighter started cussing and it tried to take a swing at me. But the snap of her fingers, it vanished in a flash of green. Next thing I knew, we was alone in the twin house suite. She said she grant me 3 wishes I heard ever 2 out of 3.
Hey, looking for some new music? Come check out Music Record Shop in the Dot Zack building in St. Louis, Missouri. Or shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're always giving away free tickets or records and all kinds of things, so it pays to support. New records in every Friday, and including this Friday, they'll have records from Gorillaz, J. Cole, U2, Taking Back Sunday, and more. Follow the list if you want to see some more at musicrecordshop.com. And there's always fun live in stores and all kinds of other things, so keep an eye out for more events coming up. And also, they have a great local selection, so if you have heard some bands on the show, you want to check them out, go over there, take a look at their local selection. Or if you have a record yourself that you'd like to get on the shelf, see about how you can make that happen. Musicrecordshop.com.
You guys are backing all of these bands. This is, again, all St. Louis Soul Review.
Mm-hmm.
But and then is East Side Rhythm Band going to play your own original stuff too?
Yes. We definitely have plenty of time to play our own, you know, our own greatest hits, if you will. And but what we're most excited, we've been working, you know, on up a number of new songs, and this is some of the, you know, the best stuff we've ever done, in my opinion. It's the stuff I'm really excited by. And you know, we just have, this is probably the second, we're almost going into May now, and this is only like the second time we've played in St. Louis this year, and so I'm really excited to play this for all the people. And and we got a lot of our music for sure.
Definitely, man. So, again, this is Friday the 28th, Del Mar Hall. Tickets are available online, I guess.
Yeah, they are available online. Yeah, you can go to Ticketmaster. You can go to our Facebook event page for the All St. Louis Soul Review and pick those up. Yeah, make sure and go ahead and get your tickets.
Yeah. And that's anybody hasn't been over to Del Mar Hall yet, it's real. I mean, I've been talking about a lot because a lot of my friends been playing there, and it's really cool that they're doing a lot to support this St. Louis music community.
Yeah, no doubt.
But it's a great room, man. It's a really cool layout, and you know, something different than we've had around town, and it's really nice room that I like, and it has great sound, and it's going to be plenty of space on the dance floor for all you dancing down there.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm really excited. I want to give a shout out to Jackson Pianos. They're donating a piano to the event. They're sponsoring the event. They're going to go ahead and drop a 6.5-foot grand piano on the stage at Delmar Hall that day, and then they're going to pick it up the next day. Yeah. I can't believe it, but we're pulling out all the stops, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And you, again, all these people, some incredible St. Louis talent. It's really a nice, like, I think a nice, like, snapshot of what St. Louis soul is like right now and stuff. We got, like I said, these some of my favorites around, and it's just really cool that you guys are all going to be on the same stage, and you know, and just rocking it out. It's going to be a good one,
dude. I can't wait, man.
Yeah. I also wanted to talk to you about you were recently a guest on The Woodshed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun watching those videos. You know, there was some live performance videos with you and the band, and then but you guys also got to play. You went up against head to head against Roland Johnson for that, and you guys played some Deadpan Pyramid Soul Edition.
Yeah, man, that was so cool. I am just getting to know Roland. His new record is so good, him and Paul did such an awesome job on it.
It's hard to believe that those, like, I mean, I, you know, not that to discredit anything they did, but like, you listen to those songs with him and Paul, like, wrote and stuff. They're all originals, but they feel and they sound like you've, you know, like you almost know all the words to them. They just, like, man, it feels like you've known these songs forever,
mm-hmm.
even though they're brand new original songs. And it's just like, but it's got that such a great feel to it. Like you dust it off some old record from the 60s and like, and like I said, you like put it on, you sing along, and it's a cool thing. But yeah, they recorded at Blue Lotus Recordings right here in St. Louis. That's I'm super proud of that. The fact that this record, and then Paul also worked on Gene Jackson's new album, and that's another one, just really a great record. So
yeah, dude, Paul's doing awesome work in town here. It was really cool working with Roland. Roland is he's old school, man. He's old school. That's the best way I could describe him, man. He's been around, and he knows a thing or two about a thing or two. it's such an education being around somebody that has done what we do for so long, and I feel like I just learned a lot just watching him work and do the show, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really enjoyed anybody that hasn't seen the videos online, check out The Woodshed on Facebook and YouTube and stuff. But I like you got to get up and sing, and you did a Joe Cocker impression and a Neil Young impressions, and those were cracking me up. Like, it was just a lot of fun. pretty spot on too, man. Seeing you do Joe Cocker reminded me when you guys did that Mad Dog and Englishman show, which was a ton of fun to
Oh my gosh.
Get to hear you do all you know, these old Joe Cocker and Leon Russell tunes.
That was so cool, man.
Yeah, that was a great night. So you guys, is that something you plan to do more of, or more semi regularly, or?
That's a good question, man. I would love to. Yeah. You know what I mean? I would love to. I thought it was a really neat thing to do, and there's just so much that we want to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of, we got a lot of sort of things that we're cooking on, like just that we want to do. We want a lot of recording projects that we have in mind, and now that we have the ability to do, you know, as much as we can, kind of on that front, we kind of have the means of production, if you will. I can't wait, we're just gonna be. I'm not sure that I haven't thought about that. Let me just put it that way. I haven't thought about that since then. You know, whenever we did it, I was like, man, this is really cool. We should do this again. Especially, it'd be a lot easier to do a second time than the first time. Besides that, no, I just haven't thought about it in a long time. You know what I mean? That's an interesting question. That's a whole other can of worms, Shane Presley, man. Right. I feel that, man, but I can't make no promises about that now. But I think one day we'll have to bust that out again. One day we might just have to do that.
Yeah, that was a great time. And I think, like, you know, just learning all these covers and things and, like, these tribute sets or whatever, however you want to look at it. But, like, I just think those are kind of cool things you can kind of dust off, like, every year or whatever it is, you know, whatever however it works out. But, you know, it's just people really dig those tunes, and, you know, it's nice to. And I think especially, too, with the time now where both of those guys are gone, you know, it's like, you know, it's nice to keep those songs alive and stuff, keeping them going stuff. So,
no doubt. I feel like I learned a lot. I just learned so much playing all that music. Leon Russell's always been my hero, man. Like, no doubt. I just, like, I can't believe that guy. And I've always just really admired him ever since I found out about him. Mm-hmm. And, it just kind of blows my mind how that all came together, because we booked the show, and then between the time we booked it and the show, that's when Leon Russell had passed suddenly. Right. And it was a really cool way to honor him and to do his music and to play his songs and really let that stuff shine, because that's just, and anybody who knows about that just knows how good it is. It's some of the best stuff ever written. And that was just one of the coolest things that we were able to do last year, man. It's I can't believe it.
You said you are writing and you know, a bunch of new stuff. Mm-hmm. So you do you think there will be a new All Holiday East Side Rhythm Band record in 2017, or
It's hard to say. Yeah. It's hard to say. I think that yes, there will be. I think that absolutely there will be. I just don't know if it's going to be a full length one.
Yeah.
You know, I really do want to release the thing that, like, I'm definitely, like, letting you guys know a lot of behind the scenes stuff on this. But you know, we have a lot of the music, man. We have enough music, and we're just about ready to cut it. This time last year, it's funny, this weekend last year, we released Natural Remedies on vinyl.
Right.
And the dream is, what I really, really hope to do, is to have vinyl records ready whenever we first release a record. That might be asking a little much, and we'll see if that can happen. But that's one thing that I really want to do this time around. And the thing about that is that they're backed up a good almost 6 months to get your vinyl records from whenever you submit them to them. Yeah. So that's the kind of one thing that's holding us back a little bit. I really did like the vinyl release. I've heard a lot of really good things from people about our vinyl release. Like, they really like that. Anytime we're traveling or anytime we're in St. Louis, people are always asking us if we have vinyl records, and now we can say we do.
Yeah.
But I definitely know that we are going to cut these songs soon, very soon, and I plan on releasing a 45 this year, if nothing else.
That'd be cool. Even just like you know, that's the thing. There's tons of options, you know. But I had some friends recently cut like a split 7-inch single, and, like, you know, I thought that was a really cool idea, and, like, just, you know, anything to kind of keep putting fresh material out there.
Yep. Yep. One thing, it's I just have to mention this because he just reminded me of this, and I think that this is anybody who's a musician will real relate to this. But I just had this like stunning realization. I've been you know, really lucky to work on some really cool projects recently, and you know, for instance, one I did the Sean Kanan's Voodoo Players Little Feet show, which I got another story about that. But you know, I learned all the music from Waiting for Columbus for Little Feet, and it was great. And you know, put in a lot of time, and I spent you know as a working musician, you can put in a lot of time learning a lot of other people's music, but learning a bunch of other people's music feels so much better whenever it's all of your friends' songs. Yeah. And you're doing it for an event like this, and you're actually covering like your friends' music and lifting them up like in actual like original music,
right?
Yeah. You know, and especially in a way that's hopefully people are gonna, you know, get be heard. And,
sure.
Yeah, man, we got a funny call. I think we're gonna be playing at the Pageant with Little Feet in August.
Nice.
And I think I might actually play with Little Feet.
Whoa.
Don't tell anybody though. Yeah. I know this is on the podcast, man. So don't you hear this out there? Don't tell nobody. They ain't announced it yet. But you heard it here first on Rock Paper Podcast. You know.
Yeah. But yeah, like I was saying, like you might have heard Big Mike, or you might have heard Sleepy Rubies play these songs before, but I don't think you haven't heard them like this.
No, nope, you haven't heard them like this, man. Yeah. You haven't heard them like this.
With a 10-piece band backing them up.
Yeah, man.
It's gonna be a wild one, man.
Yeah.
Well, again, grab tickets, Ticketmaster, or you can day of show. I'm sure you can. They got the box office right there in the front.
Yeah.
But yeah, come on over to Del Mar Hall on Friday, 28th. Al Holiday, East Side Rhythm Band, All St. Louis Soul Review.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah.
Come on down, y'all.
But yeah, man. And then keep an eye out for some all kinds of other things. Follow Al on Facebook and all that stuff, so you can keep up and for new material coming soon.
Yeah. Look out, y'all. Look out.
All right, thanks, Al.
Thanks, man.
I eat more cornbread than you ever see. I eat more cornbread than you ever see. I eat more cornbread than you ever see. Said I'm a natural man, the way I like to be. Working in a prison on Route 66. Working in a prison on Route 66. Working in a prison on Route 66. Sure ain't no way to make a living. Sure ain't no way to get your kicks. Well, I'm coming right home today. I just gotta find my natural way. I'm coming back. I'm gonna find me to my feet. But when I sit down to the table, I'm as hungry as a man can be.
in the morning and say, hello, Mr. Sunshine.
How in the world did you come my way?
Well, I got my own disease. I got my own natural remedies. You can dye my hair in the mud of Mississippi. Let there be no darkness over me.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.